Well, when you get down to where you start dividing resources, how much air, do they tax you on your air yet?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yet they have coordinates which relegate airspace for the airlines, do they not?
No fly zones, oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And now all of a sudden it becomes quantitative as far as the aspect of the control. All they want is the control. And if we allow the control and align with that, then, you know, St. Petersburg, Russia, welcome home. But if not, then you see what's happening now. They seem to be in a pretty rough state, and yet they're freer than they've ever been. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't quelch or put them in a pile of a Democrat or a Libertarian or a Republican or pick something. A communist used to be in the 60s. It was all the communist and McCarthyism and all that kind of stuff. It all goes in cycles. You see, socialism, socialist, and that kind of thing. All that comes back to is having power when your mass consciousness starts resonating with that. And we're coming into that great place, too, because now your present administration says, okay, we've put you there. Now, take care of my health care. Oh, wait, now the government's in charge of my health. Now, take care of all the pharmaceuticals. We're supposed to make drugs that make us well so we can live longer and draw off the system further or more completely. You've taken every aspect of my freedom away, or think you have, so therefore you are culpably responsible for my happiness. Do you understand that when a child is born, if you actually read the birth certificate, that you're giving that child, in effect, to the state?
Yes, I do know that. Most people don't want to address that, but believe me, I do.
Well,
the birth certificate of birth.
You read it. They fill it out at the hospital and they put it away, but you don't get to see it anymore. And now you can't even have the birth certificate. You can only have a certified copy of the birth certificate, so they don't have to show you what's on the back of it.
Yeah, because it's stamped all over the world and used as an alleged debt. Yep.
Indeed. That's exactly correct. And that's how they count it. And we have abolished slavery now, right?
Right. I've been trying to get people to understand that for a long time, but it's just not there yet.
Look, they're not marching in Selma, Alabama regarding your actual ownership of your body.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been the Great March.
No, they're protesting abstract situations from the 19th century.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Pretty much. They're waking up. Don't worry.